Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. And remember to keep looking up until...
It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. Our focus on the program today has been the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference to be held in Washington, D.C. Our team coverage has looked at this conference politically, practically, and philosophically. Now, I want to take a moment to look at this gathering of world leaders to try and find a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. I want to look at it prophetically. We'll do that in just a moment, but let's look at the prospects for peace first of all. World leaders for over 30 years have basically been trying to bring a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. President after president of the United States has done whatever he thinks he could do to pull this all together. In addition to the United States, the European Union, Russia, the United Nations, everybody has been trying to find a resolution to this conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. In fact, it was at the time in 1993, September the 13th, in fact, at the White House, when then-President Bill Clinton brought then-Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin of Israel and the chairman of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, Yasser Arafat, together. They signed the Oslo Accords. I have to say this was a flawed agreement from the very outset. Security for the Jewish state of Israel was not taken into consideration. And basically, Yasser Arafat left the White House, went into the Arab world, and he gave a different interpretation of what had actually taken place when Israel and the Palestinians signed the Oslo Accords. Those peace agreements there in the Oslo Accords have never been normalized. All you have to do is look at what's been going on over these years since 1993. Jews and Palestinians being killed, and that peace agreement is not really working. Palestinians will not denounce their armed struggle. Even the ruling party of the Palestinian people, the Fatah organization, you remember you have two factions, Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, and then the Fatah organization under the leadership of Mahmoud Abbas, who in addition to leading that political party is the president of the Palestinian Authority. And he continues to allow the Palestinian media to call for an armed struggle. They say they'll go to the negotiating table, but they have as their backup picking up their arms and trying to liberate the entire state of Israel for the Palestinian people. In fact, that's exactly what Hamas wants to do. They do not want to coexist with Israel in the Middle East at all. They want to control the entire state of Israel as they know it, Palestine, and they're going to do everything they possibly can to make that happen. They say that these talks that are going to begin this coming week in Washington, D.C. are illegitimate, and they do not want to participate in any way, shape, or form with the Palestinians and with Mahmoud Abbas, who will be the so-called peace partner at these talks. So the prospects for peace are pretty dim as everybody goes to the negotiating table. What about the partners for peace? The Palestinians and the Israelis are supposedly to be the partners. And I want to tell you something, my dear friend. What we see today actually dates back, way back, some 4,000 years ago, to the book of Genesis, chapter 25, when Isaac and Rebekah had twin boys. Yes, indeed, these boys came forth out of the womb of their mother, Rebekah. And even before they came forth, the Lord had told Rebekah, I'm talking about Genesis chapter 25 and verse 23, there were two sons in her womb. They were going to represent two nations, two different peoples, and they were struggling within her womb, and that was going to be a gay precursor to how they would be throughout the rest of her life and their lives and the lives of the descendants of these two boys. One boy was Esau. He became the Palestinian people of today. Jacob became the Jewish people of today. Remember in Genesis 32, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. In Genesis 36, he changed Esau's name to Edom. And the Edomites are the Palestinians of today. Israel would be, of course, the 12 sons of Israel, the Jewish people of today. Today, 4,000 years of conflict continues. The Bible records history of this conflict. You can look, for example, in chapter 36 of the book of Genesis, a grandson for Esau was named Amalek. Well, he and the Amalekites tried to destroy the Jews after the Passover, Exodus chapter 17. They failed to do that. God told the prophet Samuel to tell Saul, the first king of Israel, to wipe out all of the Amalekites, 1 Samuel 15. They did not do that. And in the book of Esther, we see that Haman, who was a descendant of Agag, who was the king of the Amalekites, and the Amalekites, of course, the grandson of Esau. You see how it traces back. And Haman, remember, was going to wipe the Jewish people off the face of the earth. But Haman had a great-great-great-grandson. His name was Herod, Herod the Great of Matthew chapter 2, who wanted to kill off the Messiah, Jesus Christ, a Jewish young boy who was going to come forth and be the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can trace throughout the Word of God the history of this conflict that has continued. Let me talk about the prophecy and peace as it relates to these upcoming talks. Malachi says, God reporting that Jacob, he loved, Esau, he hated. That's not talking about an emotional experience. That's talking about the Lord selecting, sovereignly selecting Jacob over Esau. Remember, Esau was the firstborn, and he had certain privileges, but the Lord changed that all around. Esau and Edom say they will return in Malachi chapter 1 and will rebuild. They were thrown out of the countryside, out of the Middle East, about 2,000 years ago. They're going to return according to what the prophecy says in Malachi chapter 1. God says, when they return and build, I will call their borders the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel chapter 35, in verse 5, it says that these Edomites will rise up and kill the Jewish people. Verse 10 says, they will take their land. God pronounces judgment on these people, the Edomites, the descendants of Esau, the Palestinian people of today, in Ezekiel chapter 35. The little book of Obadiah talks about the past, verses 1 to 14. Now, those prophecies have been fulfilled. They were wiped out and sent out of the place they lived in, which was Edom, southern Jordan, Petra, their location. But verses 15 to 18 talks about the fact that they will try to take control of the Temple Mount of the city of Jerusalem. Ultimately, the Lord Jesus Christ will return, and they will be removed from the earth as if they had never been. These are very serious prophecies you need to deal with. This conflict's going to continue on until Jesus Christ comes back. They can go to the negotiating table, but only a resolution to the conflict happens when Jesus steps down on the Mount of Olives in the city of Jerusalem. And let me remind you, some 7 years before he returns to the earth, he shouts, and all of us who know Christ as Lord and Savior are caught up to be with him at the rapture of the church. And that event could happen at any moment. Having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.
Thanks for listening. Prophecy Today is a listener-supported ministry, and this information is available because of the prayers and donations of people just like you. To make a donation, go to prophecytoday.com/partners or call 877-674-3298. You can also send your donations directly to Prophecy Today, P.O. Box 2510, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37409. Thank you, and remember to keep looking up until...